Welcome. This is Cheryl A. Major, and I want to welcome you to my podcast, Major Health Minutes in Digestible Bites. And today, the subject is diet, D-I-E-T, diet. Now, diet is a four-letter word, it actually is, but the concept of a diet also kind of fits in with the idea of a four-letter word, it not being so great. So I have a question for you. How would you feel if you could truly believe you would never have to diet again? Now, realize one thing. I wouldn't lie to you, and I'm not kidding. A life without dieting is actually possible. So let's talk about that a little bit, because this is important to wrap your head around. So you don't go bouncing from diet to diet to diet. Let's talk about this. Diets are temporary. Please, please let that sink in for just a minute. Diets are temporary. You are not going to stay on any diet forever. The diet won't last, and rarely, rarely do the results last. The reason diet failure statistics are so high, and they are, is because of all the promises diets make and all the hope they give you. They sell you hope. They promise to change your life, to make you happier, to make you healthier. They promise fast results, but they rarely promise you a lifetime of those results. And that's what we want to be our end game. So why does this happen? Well, it happens because companies that sell diet programs, diet pills, diet coaching programs, shakes, and special diet food know that the long-lasting results are extremely rare. They know this. They know this. They know up to 95% of diets fail in the long term. And I know it's hard for a lot of us to accept that because a lot of us spend our time wanting that dream body, reaching your dream weight, and to receive and achieve what you've been promised when you plunk down your hard-earned money and buy into that diet program, buy the diet pills, buy the diet food. And I want to talk about the diet food a little bit more in detail. But first, back to this whole idea. You tell yourself that with enough willpower, endurance, and hard work, you can get there, you can do it. As long as you stick to the plan, you're going to lose the weight and keep it off. And finally, you will be happy. But here's another question for you. What if that doesn't happen? What if you lose the weight, but it comes back and you gain back even more weight? You weigh even more than you weighed when you started the diet. What if you're like most people who spend your entire life bouncing from one diet to another and never really finding something you can stick to long term? Well, the reason for that is very simple. It's because all diets fail eventually. So what if that makes you completely normal? I want to take the shame, take the disappointment, take the feeling of failure out of your life with this stuff. It makes you completely normal. All diets fail eventually. Diets are not meant for long-term lifestyle changes. They're meant for short-term use only. Every diet out there works right up until it doesn't. So you might lose weight, but trust me, it's going to be mostly water weight in the beginning. And then once you've lost the water weight, you plateau, weight loss slows, and you get discouraged. That's when you should get excited, when you plateau, but nobody tells you this. When you plateau and your weight loss slows, it means you're down to the nitty-gritty and you're going to start to lose fat if you stick with the eating program that you're on. I don't like to call them diets because, like I said, diet is a four-letter word. I like to call it an eating program. So eventually, most people can't stick with the diet. They are restricting. They're not eating foods they crave. They're starving. Eventually, they go back to their old food habits, and they begin not only eating the foods they were restricting, but overeating them and perhaps even binge eating them too. This is a recipe for disaster and failure that so many sign on for when you try diet after diet after diet. Now, if you want a quick fix that's only going to last until you start eating normally again, whatever normally is for you, okay, we're talking about your normal here, then by all means, keep dieting. The sooner you realize it isn't working for you, isn't solving your health issues, and that there is a better way to live your life, the better off you're going to be. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the diet food on some of these diet programs. I teach people how to read food labels to know what is in the food that they're actually eating. I want you, if you're buying diet food right now, to turn that package over and to look at the list of ingredients, because that's a really important part of finding an eating style that works, an eating lifestyle that works, if you will. Not talking about diets here, an eating lifestyle that works and supports you and helps your body find its perfect weight. If you've got a long list of ingredients with a lot of chemical sounding things and stuff you can't really even pronounce, and you certainly don't know what it is, then the odds are that that diet food is not healthy for you to be eating. So just know for now, diet is a four-letter word. There's a better way, and we're going to get into that in subsequent podcast editions. So I want you to go a little easier on yourself and just wrap your head around, if you've tried diet after diet after diet and you've lost and gained and lost and gained and then lost and gained more, it's totally normal. Just know one thing. If you stay on that route and lose and gain, lose and gain, the losing becomes harder because your body starts to think that you're starving, and your body's designed to save you. So it will try to hang on to that extra weight. Makes it harder to lose. What I want to help you do down the road is to find a way of eating that will help your body find its perfect weight. Will we all look like Twiggy? Heavens no. We will not. And in case you're not old enough to remember Twiggy, she was a model from the 60s, the 1960s, who was Twiggy thin. She was thin like a twig, and they called her Twiggy. We don't want to look like that. Most of us aren't going to look like that. What we want to do is eat to support our health, our better health, both mental and physical. So I'm going to sign off for now. I want to thank you for spending this time with me. And we will come back and have another edition of Major Health Minutes in Digestible Bites. And we will cover hunger and fullness cues and talk about how to recognize your hunger, which is really important. And that's coming up very, very soon. So this is Cheryl A. Major with Major Health Minutes in Digestible Bites. Thanks for spending this time with me, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.